Okay, today is Daf Ayin Gimel. We're actually on Ayin Gimel on the second line. More about Hilchos Tarovet. The Mishnah starts off very innocently. Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech. So right away, the whole tumul over here. Is this the real Yayin Nesech, which is Aser Min HaTorah, Avodah Zarah wine, which is Aser Min HaTorah, or is it what we colloquially term Yayin Nesech, which includes, you know, Stam Yenam? Because the next line of the Mishnah says, it's Aser, that's no Shaila, it's Aser. But Be'ozer B'chol Shehu, it's Aser in the tiniest amount. There's no rule of Bittel by, now, I understand by Avodah Zarah, because we're very machmir, we don't mess around. What about the other types of wine? Some Achlokas have shown it. What kind of wine are we talking about over here? The Rabbeinu Tam holds, we're only talking about Yayin Nesef Mamish. But Yayin of a Goy, that's not Yayin Nesef, or wine of a Jew that a Goy touched, that's not Yayin Nesef. We don't drink that because we don't know what it is. Not Yayin Nesef, not Torah. What is that? It's a Gzeira. We don't want to drink it. Either it's because of marriage or because we're not sure, maybe they did. All we told the Rabbanan. None of that applies to this. Then we go back to the regular rule. So, I believe that so that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Machaber holds the Machaber. The other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ritva. The Ritva, and he says the Ritva says Rashi holds like this, that we're talking about any type of wine over here. We're very very mach when it comes to wine. The Machaber paskins not like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rama paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Which is why today, for a little more mako, at least I'm telling it, I'm drinking it not. Drinking it not. Okay. Now, the Ozer B'chol Shehu. And it's Ozer in any amount. And by the way, Ozer in any amount, the Ramah says, Bizman Azeh, the wine is only Ozer B'hano. I'm sorry. It's only Ozer B'shtia. Not Ozer B'hano, Bizman Azeh. Why? So we said, either they don't know what they're doing, not the Goyim are not from Goyim, there's no such thing as real Yayin Nesef Bizman Azeh, it's all the Sarabon and Yayin Nesef, right? No real Yayin Nesef today, although that's not so true. But what they're going to touch in your house, the maids are going to touch, that's not real Yayin Nesef. That's the Shana Yayin Nesef. That's what the Bahana, that happens. Can you say, listen, you can keep it as a gift? 100%. Yeah. Right. I don't know. I don't know at all. I don't know what that is. That could be. He's a guy. Oh no. Oh, I don't think it's Yayin Nesef. That could be a minhag that chose prosperity. It's spilled them on the floor like I don't. Who knows? Anyway, look that up. I'll look that up. Anyway, says the Ramah. Since you know Yayin Nesef Bizman Azeh, real Yayin Nesef, you can bottle the Shishim. Go back to Shishim. We don't have to hold, we don't have to be Tomasa, we can go to Shishim. That's what Ramah says. Now, Yayin B'Yayin, Umayim B'Mayim, wine and wine, or water and water, B'Chol Shehu. Any amount of water and water. So Rashi says, Mayim, water, Shenis. Water, even water that is poured for Avodah Zarah, naflu b'mayim deheter, and heter wine, heter water falls in. In other words, you can have water, as the Ritva says, it's the water that the Christians use to sprinkle. Now, the Mishnah was written before Christianity. But the idea is, there's such a thing as usher water. That's no difference, wine or water, what's the difference? Right? Yayin b'yayin umayin b'mayin b'chol shehu. It's a chol shehu. Why is it a chol shehu? Because it's min b'mino. Right? Water and water is min b'mino. It's the same thing. Wine and wine is min b'mino. It's the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which it seems to be, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita is min b'mino's anal bottle. You can't have bittel by min b'mino. Why not? It's actually much more cooling. But that's possible for so long. Min b'mino can't be bottled. No matter what the ratio, can't be batal. We're going to get to that a little bit on number B, but we're assuming it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. But now it's wine, and the wine that's falling in also could be diluted. So it doesn't make a difference. Water and water, it's min bimino, ain't no batal. Therefore, it's batal b'mashal. No matter what, nothing happening. However, yayin b'mayin, umayin b'yayin, if it's not min she'eino mino, then we say no same time. It depends if it's no same time. In other words, if you have a barrel of wine and a little bit of water falls in, can you taste the water in the wine? If you can taste the water in the wine, then it's usser. Right? The wine is mutter, the water is usser. If you can taste it, then it's usser. If you can't taste it, it's mutter. How are you going to taste it? What? How do you know? You have to taste it. What? So, taste it. Taste it and see. Taste it and see. Do you taste the water in here or not? So you can give it to a non-Jew. There's problems with giving it to a non-Jew. So the first siman, this is the first siman in Tarubet. What do? You give it to a non-Jew. There are two reasons why you can give it to a non-Jew. One is because two explanations why giving it to a non-Jew is okay. One is Mesiach Mefitumo, which means while you're schmoozing with him, Derech Agav, you ask him to taste it. He doesn't know why he's tasting it. He doesn't know why he's tasting it. Right? So, what's his intention to why? Does he even know why he's tasting it? Another pshat is that you give it to an expert. And if you give it to an expert, he's not going to ruin his reputation. He's not going to lie to you. A guy. He's not going to lie to you. Right? So Rav Eger says, those two reasons are contradictory. You can't have one. You can't have an expert if you have to be tumo. Because if it's an expert if you have to be tumo, then the whole thing it has to be, and you have to have Mesiach Levitumo cannot be an expert, and an expert cannot be Mesiach Levitumo. Because since we don't know which is the real reason, the mutually exclusive, since for a moment we go by Shisha. You ask me how much? The answer is a 60th. That's where a 60th comes from. The Rabbanan were Mashiach that a 60th doesn't give, less than a 60th doesn't give taste. It's more than a 60th that gives taste. So that's where the word 60, everyone's, oh, 60th. That's where it comes from. It comes from, really, it's called no same time. Really, the halakha is no same time. You can't taste it. And there are cases, by the way, where you can have a Jew taste it. For example, truma. The kulin fell into truma. So let's give it to a kohen. He is not eating truma, he's not eating kulin. He can taste it. And if it's bittel there, then you can eat it too. Then there's no truma. Right? But having said that, the general rule is, you have to give most of the time you can give it to a guy. Because it's going to be itzer and hetzer. So you can give it to a guy. Problems with giving it to a guy. You don't trust them, whatever. So it says the Ramah already said it, it's old news. You decide the answer is 60, which is 1.6%. That's how, more than 1.666%. More than that, already we assume it imparts taste, and you can't eat it. Someone's going to taste it, it doesn't make a difference. 1 in 60, that's the shear. Okay? Doesn't make a difference. First of all, how is it no smell of gum? How? What? If it would be, we assume that if you have a child cooking and milk falls in, that's not no smell of gum. Not wanting it there doesn't mean it's no smell of gum. No smell of gum means it's ruined. Why is a little bit of milk ruin it? Don't ruin it. Zah klal here's the rule. Min b'mino b'mashu. Min b'mino is a mashu. Shalom b'mino for no same time. Shalom b'mino, not the same thing. Apples and oranges. Then we go by taste, which we say is 60. Okay? That's a big... That's the B. What if you don't know how much? Right? So then if it's a Doraisa, we're Mashu. If it's a Dorbana, we're Mekel. But, no, we never give it to a guy today. I mean, the Achron come with these rare cases, we could, generally, no. So what you do is if you're not sure, you have to, if it's Doraisa, it's Chumra, and if it's Dorbana, it's Chumra. Well, in the cases, you have to look at Tarubas over there. It's very, very complicated. Now, this is very complicated. Just a Ravdimi, When the whole daf of Levi, that we're going to spend the entire day seeing if Ravdim is correct. We're going to reject Ravdim. We do not hold like Ravdim. Ravdim is going to say something at first blush, it's going to sound crazy. Then when we think about it, it doesn't sound so crazy. But we're not hold like him. Kesher Ravdim, I'm Rav Yochanan. Ravdim says like this, Hama'ari Yayin Netzach, Mechavis Labor. You're pouring wine, you have a Yayin Netzach bottle of wine. You have a bar, a pit, full of kosher wine. The Mishnah just said, the yayin and yayin is butl, is asur b'mashahu. There is no bitl. Says Rav Dimi, when you pour hama'ari yayin netzach mechavis l'var, when you pour yayin from the bottle of yayin netzach into your pit of kosher wine, afilu kol hayom kula, you're going to do this all day long. The whole day you pour it. Rishon butl. As each drop falls in, it becomes bottle. Says Rashi, even if you're going to do this all day long, the Gemara says, even if you're going to do this all day long, it's never going to become awesome. Why? Because you have a bottle of wine, right? One bottle. How much is in a bottle? 750 milliliters, whatever it is, whatever that number is. You have a huge vat of wine. So as you pour the usher wine into the kosher wine, a little drop falls in, it's bottle. Another drop falls in, it's bottle. Another drop falls in, it keeps going clean bottle. It's 1 second. The Gemara's answer that question in a second. The Gemara's answer that question in 1 second, but it's Mimbabino. Putting aside the Mimbabino question, every drop that falls in becomes bottle as it falls in. You're never going to have the shear. The only way you can have a shear is if the whole thing falls in at one shot. And at one shot, you have a barrel. Then you have another barrel. It's a little bit smaller. That second barrel falls in one shot. You break it. And then in one fell swoop, there's an overtaking of Yayin Netzach. Then you're going to have a problem. Then it's going to become usher. But you pour it with a little bottle of wine into each thing, it doesn't become usher. Why? Kama bottle is the principle. Every little bit, look at Rashi. Shenafal. Rishon Shenafal, first Rashi there, Batal Biyayin Kasher Shebabar Umutr Bahana. They have a whole tumult. What does Umutr Bahana? Does that mean you can't drink it? Why does Rashi say Umutr Bahana? Does he mean to imply you can't drink it? Does the Machlokes Sachmana about that? Right? Only Umutr Bahana. But drinking it, I don't know about. Others say, no, he didn't mean that. He just meant even Umutr Bahana. Now, Bahad Amala Kaman. Yayin Netzach Shenafal Labar Kul Aser. Tomorrow we're going to taste all Aser. That's Mukilaki Shenafal B'Chavetz Gadol V'Nishba V'Nafal Kol Kul Ke'echad. That's a broke at one shot. It breaks at one shot. What? Right, we don't hold the stream. We're going to refine this a little. We don't hold like it anyway. They say he must not hold like the stream. We're going to refine it anyway. They're going to limit it. We don't hold like it anyway. So yeah, he doesn't hold from the stream. Exactly. Now, wait a minute. Tanan, we just read a mission that said, Yayin Netzach Aser V'Ozer B'Choshu. Aser B'Choshu. My love, doesn't that mean the Kanafal Isura L'Go Hetera? Doesn't that mean that the Iser fell into the Heter? Does the Gemara low? No, the Mishnah wasn't talking about that. The Mishnah was talking about the Kanafal Hetera L'Go Isura. The huge bat now is Aser. The huge vat is usher. What are you pouring in? You're pouring in kosher wine. So each drop that falls in immediately becomes usher. Why? Because we follow the road. What? What do you mean? Let's say, I'm going to do it all day long. So at one point, I'm going to increase the amount of trace wine. I'm making it, turning it into kosher wine. I should be able to drink it. Right. Answer is, no way. You know why? Because kama bottle. As each drop of kosher wine falls in, it offers it. So you can see it becomes trace. So you can sit there all day long. Maybe it would be different. We hold Mizubino's never bottle. So that's a machlokas anyway. That's a machlokas anyway. Maybe as Rashi said, only for Hanah purposes. So that's what Rav Dimi said. Look at Rashi. Hetera ligo isura. Hetera falling into ether. Dekama kama de hetera. Batale. As each little bit falls in, it becomes mevatel in the straight big wine. What? Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, what do you mean? You have a huge thing of ether, a little bit of kosher falls in, but I'm going to do it all day long. I'll just have a hose. I have a hose of kosher wine. I'm going to pour it in all day long. Am I going to change the, am I going to ever change anything? Never. Why? Because as each drop, as each stream falls in, it immediately becomes bottle, and you're never going to overpower it. It's very, very strange. Yes, it's very strange. So, ask the Ramban, this is a bomb question, he asked us. Wait a minute. We started off the Mishnah by saying that it's Asr B'mashu. That's never going to happen. Why? He says like this. Listen to this. If Yayin, if Yayin Nesech falls into Heter, right? It'll, according to this, if Yayin Nesech falls into Heter, it's never going to ask for the Heter. Why? Because each drop falls in, it becomes bottle, we're saying that. Right? Never going to answer the heter. Right? And if heter falls into Isser, if heter falls into Isser, right? What do we say? We kama kama bottle. What's the mashu? What's the mashu talking about? So this is your, the answer is your question. So says the Ramban that normally, when Heter falls into Isser, we would never say Kama Kama Bato, like every other case in the world. Why? Because the reason why you're doing this, putting that aside, the reason why you're doing this is to get it edible. So you're inundating it with Heter to make it edible. Only by Yayinetzef, it's a chumra like this. Only by Yayinetzef do we say Kama Kama Bato. We don't say it for other places. Only by Yayinetzef. Normally, you have a sung Isser. You want to make it edible. So you inundate it with Heter, you make that to the meal. No, you're not allowed to do that. But let's assume you could do it, or you did it. That's your intention. What do you mean, Kama Kama Bottle? I have treat milk, a little bit of treat milk. I'm going to put a huge amount of kosher milk in. What do we say? Kama Kama Bottle? Of course not. Only by Yayinetzef have to say such a thing. So this whole thing is only, according to the Yisrael, this whole thing is only by Yayinetzef. This is the easy part of the daf. This is the easy part. So I said, I don't know. In other words, here's an accident. Maybe you didn't even know. You didn't know, whatever. So the point is, every drop that falls in becomes bustle immediately. Right, it's a good question. I thought about that the whole day I was preparing. Either you don't know, or in a chanami, so it violates that rule. The hose is there, and it keeps on pouring in. That's a separate issue. Right. Okay. You got that? Okay. Now, Toshma. Wait a minute. The second part of the mission says like this. Yayin v'mayim. If wine fell into water, what did we say? We said benosin tam. It went by tape. Wait a minute. There's a mixture here of kosher wine and some wine and water. Two different species. Or water and wine, wine and water. Don't make a difference. What's the bottom line? The no same time. The question was, does the flavor, is there flavor here? My love, doesn't that mean the kanafal chamr de isura lamaya de hetera? Doesn't that mean that iser wine fell into heter water? Therefore what? Right? Therefore what? Therefore we don't say kama kama bottle. Kasha and Rabdini. Don't say that. Why? Because we're going by tape. According to Rabdini, it's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because if each drop falls in, it becomes usher. So doesn't it mean yayin b'mayin b'nosein tam? My love, doesn't that mean the karnafal chamra, the isura, l'mayin de hetera? And therefore, the water should be drinkable. Why? Because as each drop of wine falls in, it becomes heter. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said you have to go by taste. The point of Dimi should be irrelevant. Any other question? I understand. It's okay. So putting that aside, I understand. Putting that aside, what's going on? The Mishnah said that if wine falls into water, what do? You go by taste. According to Dimi, you don't go by taste. Quarter of Dimi is kama kama bottle. So the Gemara gives the exact same answer. Lo, the kanafa chamer de hetera l'naya de isura. The wine is heter wine falling into itzer water. Therefore what? Heter wine falling into itzer water. Therefore what? Look at Rashi, the Ashmi Inan. And we learn from here, the kol kama the yoyv maya tama the chamra, that as long as the water gives flavor to the wine, itzar it aser ad she yivatel tam hayayin as tam hamayim kigon denafal kula kichada but fell in one shot. What that means is that when the Mishnah said yayin b'mayim b'notin tam. Water and wine goes by taste. What do you mean by that? When heter wine fell into iser water, right? That's what we said. Heter wine fell into iser water, the whole thing becomes usser. Why? Because kama kama bottle. Like what Dimi said. Dimi says, I'm right. Heter wine fell into iser water. As each drop of wine falls in, it becomes usser. He said, no, same time. That's if it falls in at one shot. In the Chanami, I'm still right. Kama, kama, bottle. However, when do we care about taste? If it falls in at one shot. Okay? If it falls in at one shot, then we see if it's taste. You hear? Very hard. Yeah. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, Umi Duresha, the Maya, the Isura. And in the Resha is Yayin B'mayin V'notin Tam. We're talking about Maya de Isura. Sefer Nami, the Sefer also should be talking about Maya de Isura. So the Gemara says, Dikatani Sefer, but the Sefer said Mayin B'yayin V'notin Tam. But the Sefer said Mayin B'yayin V'notin Tam. 1 minute. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is, what the Gemara is saying is, look at the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah for a second. It says, Yayin hezach ozer v'ozer b'chol shehu. Yayin v'yayin, mayim v'yayin b'chol shehu. Then it says, Yayin v'mayim, that's the Resha, u'mayim v'yayin, that's the Sefer. So, it's still stuck. The problem is, the pointer of Dimi, only one of these makes sense. Why? Because we said, the Mishnah said, both of those cases are benotin tam. Both of them are benotin tam. You hear this? Both of them are benotin tam. But according to Rav Dimi, he's forced into a corner to say that only when the larger one is usher do we say, can his shita be correct? So he's forcing, he's translating the Mishnah that both of them are cases. But the Mishnah doesn't say it like that. The Mishnah says one into one and the other into the other. So, what's Rav Dimi talking about? Hear the question? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi will tell you, Kula Masikta, in both cases, the same thing. Hetera Ligoi Itura. Heter is always falling into Isra. Resha, the Karnaf Al Chamer, the Hetera Lamayad Isura. In the first case, the water, the wine is falling into Usr water. Say, for the second case, the Karnaf Al Mayad Hetera Lamayad Isura. The second case, the wine is the Isser, and the water is falling into it. But the halacha is the same. What's the halacha? The halacha is kama kama bako. What about benotin tam? That's if it falls into one shot. Falls into one shot, then you're right. That my rule doesn't apply. Then we go by benotin tam. So far, so good? It's easy part of the time. What? because it keeps getting harder. Now, says Rashi, if you want to look at the Rashi, it says it's in black and white, in the Rashi of Amalach Rafimi, Kula Masih to the Tebu Gori Surah. Look, you see that Rashi? Veresha Maidi Surah, Vesefa Maidi Hatera. Says Rashi, Ve'ein Halacha Kerev Dim. We don't hold like that. Shari Bar, Vitzlak Bahachmer, Barav Bahachmer. We're going to have two cases now where they're going to be Machmer. We don't hold Rafimi, don't worry about it. Back to the Gemara. We're never going to finish the stopping time. Piyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ready? Hama'ara Yayinesech Mitzirator. If somebody's pouring, same case as the Mishnah, same case as Rav Dimi. If someone's pouring Yayinesech from a Tzirator, meaning the water's coming out and very skimpy, because it's a small little flask, then Katan, Yayinesech Katan, Labor, then Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, even if you do this the whole day, Rishon Rishon Vata. Then he agrees with Rav Dimi. However, dafka mitzirter katan, only from a very small jug, lo nafish amude, where it doesn't pour out very, 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 very flowingly. Aval michavis nafish amude, but a barrel where it flows out nice and good, lo. Rav Dimi never said anything. So Rav Dimi didn't say anything about that. According to Rav Dimi, it doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? Says Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak here, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, said to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm limiting Rav Dimi. I'm being more machmer on Rav Dimi. If it's a case of a huge barrel pouring into another barrel, same stream, then the halacha is different, and then we would not say kama kama bottle. Okay, kama kama bottle is a huge cooler or chumra, but it's a very novel approach. Said to Rav Yitzchak, we don't say it by that. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Rav Yochanan. Yayin Nesach Shanafa Labar. Bar means it's heter. Heter wine, you have heter a heter bar, heter vat. Yayin Nesach falls in. Okay? And what's the halacha that Yayin Nesach fell in? The whole thing now should become asr. Why? It's not fatal. But now what happens is, Nafal Sham Keton Shalmayim. Now a thing of water falls in. Okay? A flask of water falls in. Now, if you line up the water against only the Yayin Nesef, it'll be Mavatalit. Right? The water's Heter. The water's, you hear this? You have a barrel of wine. Trape wine falls in. What's halacha? Trape wine falls in. Now, kosher water falls in. Not enough kosher water to be mavatal the entire mixture, but enough kosher water to be mavatal only the yayin nesef that's in there. So do we allow the water to be mavatal the yayin nesef that's in there? What? So Rowan, listen to this. Rowan is a heter ki'ilu eino. We view the heter as if it's not there. We ignore it. V'shar mayim ravin alav, and the water has much more water than yayin nesef. U'mavatlet also, and it's mavatlet. You hear that? You ever heard such a thing? Never heard such a thing. Now, what? Yeah, what was it? Heter kiluino. Right. Hear what he's saying? Pretend there's no heter there. Why? Because it's not a factor. It's not a factor. It's what? No, it was kosher. The majority of wine was kosher. A little bit of Yayin Nesach fell in. 1 ounce. Now I take 66 ounces of 61 ounces of water, pour it in. Now does it mavatal that Yayin Nesach? It should. Now, according to all of us, that doesn't make any sense. Right? Because now that 1 ounce is dispersed throughout the entire thing. Has the water, 60 ounces, it's not going to be mavatal 1,000 ounces. Right? However, says Robin, view the heter as if it's not there. Why? Because the water can overpower only the Yitzhar Yayin Nesach. Okay? We're going to explain this in a few minutes. Okay? Now, for sure, Robin doesn't hold like Rav Dimi. That's for sure not. Robin doesn't hold like Rav Dimi. Because Rav Dimi held kama bottle. As each, right? So according to Rav Dimi, you could never have water overpowering the possible, according to Rav Dimi. Because according to Rav Dimi, as each drop falls in, it transforms the entire 1,000 ounces. So according to Rav Dimi, says Rabban, it's no problem. You know why? Because you don't hold like a Dimi. That's what Rashi said. We don't hold like a Dimi. Why? Because look what Rabban's saying. Such a wild chiddush. How can Rabban ever say this? Because we don't hold like a Dimi. Dimi is 1,000% incorrect. That's such a rule, comma bottle. Therefore, you're allowed to view the heter as if it's not here. So those 1,000 ounces are not here. What do you have? You have 1 ounce of heter and 60 ounces of heter. No problem. Say bittel. It's all mixed up together. That's our Dini said that. We don't hold like that. Good? Now, Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shana, that's only true, Ela Shenafal Kiton Shalmayim Tchila. That's only true where Nafal Kiton, where the water fell in first, before the Yayinetta. Abba, you hear that? Then it makes sense. Right? But if the water didn't fall in first, Matzaminet Mino Dineir. Matzaminet Mino. If 1 ounce of Yayinetta falls into 1,000 ounces of kosher wine, what's going to happen? It awakens all 1,000 ounces. The whole thing now is usher. Now you put in 60 ounces of water, it doesn't change anything. Had the water fallen in first, then the 1 ounce fell in. Then I would say, you're right. So view the heter as if it's not here. The water is more, 60 times more than the ister. It's bittul. But not if the wine fell in first. I don't know if it makes a difference. Oh, so after enough time, the whole thing becomes, the whole thing, yes, I don't know. This is all theoretical. Ikad demasi la amasnitin. Some learn the same part on our Mishnah. That what? Yayin b'yayin kolshu. Yayin b'yayin is a kolshu. That we know. The Mishnah said that. Amar Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Yochanan, Lo shalal shalal shafal sham kito shamayim. That's only if water didn't fall in. Aval nafal sham kito shamayim, but if water fell in, Rowan et haheter ki'ilu eino. Review the heter as if it's not there. Bashar the rest, mayim rabin alav uvatal itself. The water overpowers it and is uvatal it. Now, ma'yekabein lemadad lemad what's the difference if you say this statement with the water coming in goes on our Mishnah or goes on the statement of Rabin? So if you say it goes on the Mishnah, lo boy tchila, it doesn't make, you don't need that the water fell in first. It doesn't make a difference. But if you hold of Rabin's part, Rabin's shita, boy tchila, it obviously has to be first. Says the Rush, what on earth is going on here? He says like this. We have a principle called, Stewie's going to know this principle. It's called Heter, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Okay? Chaticha Nasas Nevela. What does that mean? That means, let's say I have a child. And the child has 100 ounces. Okay? No, let's say the child has 60 ounces. The child has 60 ounces. And 2 ounces of heter fall into the chalon. What happens? The whole chalon now is usher. Why? It's not 1 in 60. 2 ounces of usher, what did I say? 2 ounces of usher fall into the chalon. Now what happens to the chalon? The whole chalon is usher. Why? Because it's not possible to shishim. What happens to that chalon? Do we view that chalon as 62 ounces of isser now? What's Nasmina? Let's say this chalm now falls into 1,000 ounces of not 1,000, 100, let's make the number where it'll be, it's not a thousand. It falls in to 115. It falls into 115 ounces. You hear what's going on? If the entire chalm becomes now 60 ounces of itzer, 62 ounces of itzer, it will not be butl when it falls into the second pot of chalm. But if you view it as 2 ounces of itzer, ain't a chanami. I can't eat that chalm because it's not butl. But lemaitza, there are only 2 ounces of itzer in here. So when it falls into 115 ounces, Can I now eat this challah? You hear the question? How do you view the first challah? It had 60 ounces of challah, 2 ounces of isser fell in. Can I eat it? No. Is it viewed now as 62 ounces of isser? Or as 2 ounces of isser? What's it after, Mina? It falls into 115 ounces now. So now I have almost 180 ounces. How many ounces of isser? Only 2. Or, no, 60 ounces of isser. And therefore, it's like half and half almost. Never going to answer that. It has to fall to 1,000 in order for, you know, 60 times 60. 6 times 62. How do you view it? So it's a big machlokas. The big machlokas we showed him. Says the Rosh, that's what's going on here. When the little bit falls in, by the way, says the Rosh, we only say this din, if you even say it, you only say it where the isser is an isser of taste. Here, it's only isser of mashamu. There's no taste, it's min b'mino anyway. So does the whole mixture become usser? Does the whole thing? It's a little bit like with dimi, a little bit. No, so you're putting the wine in, now water's falling in. So how do we view it? Do we view it as one fantastic, huge thing of isser? There's no way the water's going to be about to last. Or do we say, no, it doesn't transform all the wine into isser. Doesn't do that. You have a little bit of isser in there. The water's going to come in overpowered, call it a vote. Okay? Itmar. Yayin Netzach shenafal a bar. Yayin Netzach falls into a bar. V'nafal sham kitol shamayim. Again, a water falls in. The truth is, there's like 5 more lines of impossible Gemara, and then it gets easy. This is the impossible Gemara. Amar Chizkiya says, Higdilu b'isser usser. If the isser, this is what I think this means, if the isser fell in last, then it's usser. Higdilu beheter, but if heter fell in last, then it's mutter. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu higdilu beisser mutter. Even if the wine fell in last, it's still mutter. Why is it still mutter? Because, same principle, is the wine, whatever the heter is going to be mevatel the isser. So it's exactly about Floka. As you chart over here, it's so complicated. Now, we're doing it very simple. Let's say they're arguing in old machlokes tanoim. It's nan. You have se'or shel chulin v'shel truma. You have sourdough, which is what makes dough. You have a little bit of chulin and a little bit of truma. Shenaflu tocha ita. They both fell into a dough. Now, what is this dough? Is it truma dough or is it chulin dough? It's a big nafkamina because the Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. Lo bezeh kedei lechametz, but lo bezeh kedei lechametz. Each one, it wasn't enough of each one to make it into a bread. There wasn't enough. But combined, yeah. So when it's tarfu, it became combined, the chimtzu, and it made it into bread, made it into bread. Nothing to do with Pesach, just the issue of truma. So Beleza Omer, achar anivah, whichever one fell in last. Says Beleza, whichever one fell in last. The chachamim Omer, no. Bein shenafal iser betzila, bein besof, there has to be enough of Isser in order to make it Osir. If there's not enough of Isser in order to make it Osir, then it's not Osir. So the Gemara says, the Tispura, do you think that they're arguing about same idea? In other words, if he holds that the wine, whichever, if the Hetzer falls in last, it's good, that holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that I care about what came in last. And if they hold the other one, the other one. Says the Gemara, could that even be true? Ba'amar Abaya said, Lo Shanu Ella Shekadam Vatilik Eser Isser. In order for this to work, you have to remove the Isser. You have to remove the Isser dough before the other one fell in. You can't have the Isser sitting there. So the Rashi says that the whole Machlokas of Devizegori. You say Devizegori. Each one, right? Each one by itself is not enough, but each one's helping. But you have to remove the Isser one. If you don't remove this one, of course it's no good. Over here, the Isser doesn't get removed. We're trying to remove Apollos. It's sitting in this pile. It's sitting in this liquid. Avaloka the material gets the Isser. But if you don't remove the Isser, of course it's Isser. So if that's true, then Chizkiyah the Amar Kaman, who does Chizkiyah hold like? Because Chizkiyah said that nothing gets removed, and it's still, and it's still, and if the last one falls, then it's still mutter. The Gemara says Elahacha deroin kamifagi. They're arguing about the issue of do you view the heter as if it's not here? Chizkiyah lesley roin. Rav Yochanan islay. According to Rav Chizkiyah, there's no such thing, and according to Rav Yochanan, there is such a thing. Now, umi islay Rav Yochanan roin. Do we have such a thing? But by mine, Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi says Rav Yochanan. Shtei kosos. You have two cups of wine. Echad shel chul ve'echad shel truma. One's chul and one's truma. Umizagon. You pour and you mix them together. Ze'erevan. You mix them together. Zeh bezeh. Each one, you know, you mix them all together. Mahu, what's the din? Hello, Pasha. He didn't have an answer. He didn't answer that question. So the Gemara said, what do you mean he didn't answer that? My little Pasha leg. He didn't answer. But here, according to what we're saying now, of course, how could he say that we say Rowan? If we asked him that question about wine mixing with Truma wine and Chulin wine, he didn't know the answer. So the Gemara says, yeah, Meikara lo Pasha leg. In the beginning, he didn't have an answer. Well, it was also Pasha leg. Later, he had an answer. It's Marnami, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Amrle, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Shtei Kosos, Echad Shel Chul, Echad Shel Truma, Umitzagon, and that you dilute them together, Zeh Beko Zeh, Irvan, then they get mixed up, the Irvan, Zeh Bezeh, Rowan as a Heter Ki'ilu Eino, you view the Heter as if it's not there, right, like we said, Anamar Aleph, Vashar and the rest of it, Hamayi Rabban Allah, Mavatal, so the water overpowers it, and it's Mavatal. Okay? I know, we're going to stop here, because even though we have a little bit to go, it's from here to the bottom, it's very, very easy. It's everything that we've said already now. It's really very, very easy, Gemara. This Gemara that we just did was very difficult. The whole top. It's like a huge chart of it. Maybe we have a chance. We'll just recap it tomorrow for the first 5 minutes. We'll highlight what we just said in 2 minutes. We'll recap it, and then we'll go for it. Right. So that we started off. You came a few minutes late. We said there's a machlokas about that. Whether we're talking about real Yayinetta, which is Avodah Zarah wine, or what we call Yah, you know, the guy touched it. We don't know what he. Right. So we said it was a machlokas. So we're assuming that we're makel by those types of wines. Okay. So we'll try to recap tomorrow and then finish tomorrow.